Ready?
Yo.
Here he is, star of the ice, Mr. Comedy Dave.
Afternoon, Vernon. How are you?
Very good, Dave. You know what, Dave? I think seeing you in that lycra, in the flames, the camp fire, which you described it as last week, it gave me a lift throughout the week, Dave. I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's what I'm here for, Vernon. Anything to make you smile and put a little spring in your step, that's what I'm all about.
But,
I told you it was going to be a tight bit, didn't I?
Yeah, did you take it home?
No. It's left there. You see, these outfits apparently are worth a lot of money. I'm not sure necessarily that one was worth a lot of money. I think maybe more like the girls' ones are possibly a bit more valuable. But no, once you get out of it and it's a bit sweaty and a bit pongy, I'll be honest with you, by the end of the day, then it just goes back into wardrobe and they do other things with it.
I just thought that your missus might have turned around and gone, "Hey, Dave, you know that?"
Will you put the outfit on?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you kind of imagine, like the wives of coppers and trucker boys might do when they come home.
No longer does she want you to wrap yourself up and pretend you're a sausage roll, because you are the meat, Dave.
It's not. I am the meat. I am the campfire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fire. So what have you?
Fire.
What have you? That's brilliant. What have you got lined up this week, Dave?
Well, currently I'm at home. I'm just about to set off for today's rehearsals down at the Dancing and Ice Studios. I've picked up, now this is footballer speak. You and I both follow football and we read the back pages and all sorts. And while I've never got one of these before, I've heard the expression, "I've got a bit of a knock."
You know,
players having picked up a bit of a knock. You know, will he be fit? Will he make a late fitness test? Bit of a knock, which I picked up yesterday. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I managed to catch my blades doing a routine, and I went down very heavily on my left knee. And weirdly, it's not the front of the knee where you actually hit the ice. It's the back of the knee that really hurts. And I think it might be to do with the ligaments or the tendons or other things that, again, footballers tend to get. Well, yesterday, in training with Frankie, I managed to catch my toe pick on the front of my ice skating blade, and I went down on the exact same knee. So I'm booked in at 1:30 today for a spot of physio.
Is it painful, Dave?
Yeah, it's painful when I sort of bend my knee, and there's one bit in the routine this week where I have to do what they call a lunge, where you have to bend your left knee and then you drag the right leg behind you in a straight fashion. And when I tried it yesterday after said injury, it hurt a lot. So hence the reason why I need to go and see the Dancing on Ice physio to try and get a little bit of treatment.
Lunges are difficult anyway, but for, you know, the fact that you're doing it on ice, that's even twice the pain.
I know, they are difficult, but I need it for the new routine, which I can't tell you what I'm dancing to, sadly, because I think that's all classified information. However, I can say that it's an entirely different style to last week's robotic number.
Right, now some people described you and your performances, not me, Dave, but some said it was Todd Cartier-esque, which I find as an insult.
You know, I've heard that as well this week. I've heard that I've been described as this year's Todd Carty. Genuinely, that doesn't bother me. I don't actually find that insulting, for the simple reason that I thought Todd Carty was so entertaining last year. And I think, you know, you need people like that in the show. So I'm not insulted by that. Todd Carty wasn't the greatest skater, and I'm hoping that as weeks, you know, if I'm lucky enough to stay in this show, in this competition, then I might be able to develop my skating a wee bit more. But I don't mind that comparison. But suffice to say that this week, the robotics have gone, and it's a totally different piece. It's a much sort of smoother piece. There's a lot more dancing, and so I'm hoping to show a different side of me on the ice.
Right, so
which is odd, really, because last week's outfit showed pretty much every side of me on the ice. There was very little that was left to the imagination.
Yeah, it didn't really... Yeah, exactly. It didn't really leave much to the imagination. Wait, how's the Sports Cup holding up, Dev?
The Sports Cup? Is this a male device?
Yeah, do you wear one of those, like a support?
No.
You don't?
No. Is this like a jockstrap, for want of a better word?
It is, yeah, and that's what male skaters wear, because obviously you're wearing a lot of lycra, and, you know, for obvious reasons, I won't describe it at 12:49 in the afternoon, but also it makes you feel more comfortable, by all accounts, while skating along.
Well, apparently so. Now, my only worry with this is the fact that I've never worn one of these devices.
Oh, hang on a minute. Your missus has told me a whole load of stuff at one big weekend.
No, she hasn't. Hey,
you've got the elephant, the crocodile.
With the little ears sticking out the side. Yeah. Anyway. I've never actually worn one of these. Now, my worry is the fact that I don't fancy wearing one for the first time live on the show.
No, fair enough.
Again, and we've got to be careful how we describe this, but I'm a little concerned about a sort of wedgie situation going on, which could be uncomfortable and might put me off my stroke. So I'm not sure that I want to do that. So far, I have just been wearing normal underpants.
Right, okay, fair enough.
And it's working for me.
And are you confident in your performance, in your routine there for Sunday, for tomorrow?
I'm relatively confident. I'll tell you what the situation is. We had 6 weeks to learn the first routine, pretty much, there or thereabouts. And in terms of time on the ice this week, we've had just over 6 hours.
Ouch.
To prepare for the second routine. Now, that's not me. That's nothing unique to me. That's everybody. So everybody's been a little bit up against it. And there's a lot of steps in my new routine. There's a lot of quite, you know, for me anyway, you know, quite tricky footwork and plenty of opportunity to catch the front of my toes and actually go down and land on my backside. So,
okay, well, let me ask you this. If a stranger came up to you in the street and said, excuse me, I need some help, can you ice skate? Would you say yes or no?
I'd say yes, I can ice skate.
Well, there you go. That's all that matters, Dave.
Yeah, I can ice skate. I'm no expert, but I can ice skate, I guess, to some degree now. And, you know, with Frankie there, who's actually quite good at ice skating, then maybe she can drag me through this routine and make it look acceptable.
Dave, we wish you all the very best of luck.
Thank you so much, mate. Appreciate it.
And I love it when you skate on. It's just genius, because it looks like, deep down inside, you're just dying to crack up laughing.
Well, that's it. You know, it is that total mixture between terror and sort of hilarity. And it's a very, very odd feeling.
I think one big weekend, we're going to have a lot of conversations about...
I think we might do.
About this.
when we sit around and we have our one big weekend, couple of jars and a little catch-up, I think there could be a bit of ice talk.
Excellent. Dave, good luck!
Thanks. Hey, listen, I hope your mum... she broke her arm.
Yeah, she slipped in the kitchen.
Oh, crikey. Well, listen, will you send her my best, please?
I will indeed.
Wish her a speedy recovery.
Oh, thanks, Dave. She'll love that.
Love to family, all right?
Cheers, boss. Good luck!
Cheers, pal. Bye!
Hey, Phoebe, say goodbye to Dave.
Bye, Phoebe.
There you go. Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, mate. Bye.